Saturday morning on 5 Live with Christian O'Connell.
Now available on digital TV. A red button service from the BBC.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be. Pony trekking or camping. Or just watching TV. Finland, Finland, Finland. It's the country for me. You're so near to Russia, so far from Japan, quite a long way from Cairo, lots of miles from Vietnam. Finland, Finland, Finland.
Our guest this morning is Michael Palin. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Just listen to that, right? There must have been a process where you were thinking, because some things are just inherently funny, certain words and phrases. And were there other countries you discarded but got settling on Finland for the song? You're like, what about Luxembourg? Was there a meeting with you all?
Didn't scan. Finland is, I mean, we all know Finland's a marvellous country.
Yeah.
Where would we be without their mobile phones? But there's not a lot to see there. I mean, I've travelled through it, and it is mainly trees. So the whole thing about your mountains so lofty is a complete sort of fabrication. I don't think there are any mountains. But, it wasn't. It's a very pro-Finland song, because I've had very happy times in Helsinki.
So listen, Michael, thank you so much for coming at the weekend as well. What would you normally be doing at the weekend? Just relaxing, or...?
As much as possible. I mean, now, I actually quite like to have weekends off as much as possible. But I have two grandsons, one and a half and four and a half, and they always come round to see us at the weekend. So that is pretty exhausting.
So you're used for babysitting now?
Yeah, exactly, yes. But I quite enjoy...
Those bedtime stories read by you must be brilliant.
I make them up mostly, yes. but I do have to muck around, and I love their companies. They're just wonderful, because they reduce you. It's a bit like being in a really good Python meeting. Everyone's being extremely silly to a certain level, and so you have to sort of wake up after it and be a bit respectable, but I love that sense of humour that comes very early on in life, which is just anarchic and wonderfully subversive. You know, my little Archie does wonderful things with talking croissants. We were doing a whole thing the other day about volcanoes. I was telling him about volcanoes, and he decided to make his own volcano. And as he bangs around in the bathroom, and he brings out this sort of red thing. He says, look, Grandpa, potty cano. Oh, I love the idea of a potty cane.
This is like a Lost Python episode.
Yeah. Why, that was a brand new Pixar movie you just invented there. Yes, big franchise. Exactly. Potty Kano is out this Christmas.
Yeah. Potty Kano and the
Get
Talking
the lawyers
potty.
On. Yeah. Yeah. Talking Potty Kano.
Copyright it. And do you watch any sport as well?
I'm a traditionalist. I tune in at 3 o'clock for the football. And the awful agony of Saturday afternoons as Sheffield United plunge ever further into a lower division. It's just terribly tragic.
But that's the agony of being a football fan. It's not just in the winning. Yeah. That's few and far between for certain teams. There was a great, during the Leighton Orient Arsenal match this week, the real telling moment for me, they went to a close-up of this young boy. He must have only been like 7 or 8, and he was crying his eyes out. He was in his Leighton Orient shirt. It looked like he was with his dad as well. And I thought, that's what it is to be a sports fan, isn't it?
Yeah.
In his young little face, weeping.
Yeah, and imagine if you're the dad as well, and you see your children. I always take my children to football. I couldn't do it anymore. It was too heart-rending. It's like a terrible emotional wrench, just because the team are playing really badly, you know. But I listen to the football, and then my latest thing is I watch this wonderful Danish drama on BBC. Four called The Killing.
Oh, I've seen that. It's very good, isn't it?
Sensational. Totally gripped by that.
There's so much good stuff tucked away on BBC Four. Do you not think, Michael?
Great channel. Very good channel indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always something you watch there, which is, it'll be the history of sort of organ pedals or something like that. For an hour, and it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
And no one really does that anymore. It seems as though they've got a brief on that channel to do nice sort of odd little things.
Do you still keep up to date with sort of new comedies and comedians that come along? You know, do you see much stuff in the last couple of years where you still feel the spirit of Python, because it had such a big influence and changed comedy all over the world?
I suppose it did, really. We never thought that at the time.
No.
I don't watch a lot of comedy. As you can tell, I watch dark Danish dramas about people being killed.
The history of organ pedals.
The history of organ pedals. But, I'm Paul Whitehouse and Harry and people like that I rather like. I mean, they've got a kind of comedy with a certain innocence and silliness.
Yeah.
I used to love the Fast Show.